this question is for Wayne again, getting back to the judging. I know you made the comparison to professional sports, that they don't use a hat raffle, but the referees are also accountable for what they do by everyone that sees it. Now, in the IFBB, are the judges held accountable? Can the athletes look at their score sheets and see what judge placed them where? I know in the NPC, as an athlete, I'm able to look and see what judges placed me where, so I can, you know, go up and ask judges.
Yes, they can. All they got to do is ask me. I'll send them out the breakdown sheet.
Thank you.
Yes, my question is...
Hold on a second.
Did you say no or yes to that question?
We can look at the total score from the judges.
No, Sean, you can ask me for the breakdown sheet and you'll get a fax to you.
I've been on this stage for 14 years, competing in the Mr. Olympia. Now, get me started. If you can produce a sheet of paper from last year's Olympia that has the individual scores that any athlete that was in last year's Mr. Olympia has seen, it'd be the first time I've seen it. And it is also the first time I'm hearing that we can actually see the individual scores from the judges, because it's the paper that we are handed out, and actually the general public gets as well, is only the total score. There is no individual judges with their names next to their scores that any of the athletes have seen. And you can go down this list and ask the athletes if they've seen it, because I haven't. As a matter of fact, the last time that was implemented, one or two of the athletes got out of control and tried to attack one or two of the judges. And the judges decided at that point that they would not put their individual names to their individual scores to protect their well-being. Now, I can understand that. And since that time, which I believe was 1988 or 1989, somewhere in there, I've been in 11 Mr. Olympias. And I've yet to see that type of a format ever since. And this is the first time I'm hearing that we can actually go to Wayne D'Amelia and get that piece of paper, because it's never been offered. So it's hard for us as athletes to ask for something that we don't know that we have access to. That being said, I don't think that we should have to go to the IFBB president to get a piece of paper that he already has to find out the individual scores from the judges. I mean, we're all grown men. I'm 36 years old, and I think the youngest guy is about 28. Bodybuilding has changed over the years, and so have the attitudes of the athletes, and so has the prize money. And if you have one or two loose screws out there that try to attack a judge, you shouldn't penalize all the athletes because of it. This is part of why we're being held back as a sport. And to make the comparison to referees in the NFL or in the NBA as compared to bodybuilding as a sport, we know that's not true. There is no comparison to the NFL or the NBA. Otherwise, we'd be on TV on Saturday night. So, with that being said, if we're going to change anything, this is the form. This is the form. And if I'm shooting myself in the foot, my physique will back it up come Saturday night, so I'm not worried about all that. This is why we have a press conference, because all of you guys complain when it's all over and done, and Ronnie's got the trophy and he's gone. And I don't like hearing it. I'm tired of hearing it. This is the forum, because your input changes things. And if we hear it loud and clear and stop sitting there being afraid to ask that question, Wayne's here for this reason. We're here for this reason. You know, to ask the question, what do we do differently last year compared to this year? Wait till you see it and you'll see what we did different. Let's get some stuff out on the table that we can change the sport so that next year's Olympia is better than this one. And we didn't do that last year. We haven't made any progress. There's nothing changing with the judges. Yeah, we have 22 judges that are in rotation. But nobody's asked the question, out of those 22 judges, how many judges judged us last year that will be judging us this year? That's a very important question to know. How many of those judges that judged me last year will be judging me this year? That's important to know. Whether we have 58 judges, 22 judges, or 12. If there's 7 of them judging me again in the consecutive year, then what did we accomplish? We haven't done anything. So those are questions that need to be asked. And use your time wisely while you're here so we can make changes, so we can increase the prize money. We have a web telecast that you can pay $10 or $25 to log on. If we have 100,000 people that log on to that at $10 a piece, that's $1 million. Our prize money has increased this year by about $25,000. There's going to be 11 guys that leave this show Saturday night with nothing in their pocket. These are issues that these kind of press conferences need to fix. and they need to be addressed. So if you want to ask about calories and how many, you know, what the cat did to your calf and how many pieces of bubble gum and how chafed you are, save it for later. Let's get some stuff out here. I mean, I'm hungry, you know, and I'm frustrated because you guys are the ones that email me. You guys are the ones that say out in the lobby, what's wrong with it? I don't know what's wrong with it. These guys do. Let's get it out and talk about it. So when you come to the mic, thank your athletes and say whatever you got to say, but let's try to have some more content here so that these judges hear you, so that the IFBB official hears you, so that maybe some of that web telecast money trickles down to the athletes that are putting it on for these people in Australia, Germany, and Japan. $1 million is a lot of money. $110,000 may be a lot of money to the postman, but we do this 365 days a year, and that prize money for that champion's been the same for 10 years. I mean, somebody needs to address it. Ronnie's not going to complain. He gets the check every year. So who are you going to hear from? You're going to hear from me.
Yeah, I'm going to be the judge.
And as well, the judges will have their say. The judges can have their say. But the problem that we have is that when somebody stands up in the audience to address the judges and address the judging issues, it's an open and shut place. Nobody follows it up. Wayne sat there and said that the athletes have access to a piece of paper with the individual scores. I saw that paper like 2 years of my 13, 14-year career. If that's true, come Saturday night, the paper I get hopefully will not have the judges' totals. It will have every individual judge that judged the scores in each round that they judged it so that we get the final product, the one that they had when they judged, not the one that has no scores next to their name. I don't know what the problem is with that, but I certainly shouldn't have to go and make a special trip to Wayne D'Amelio's room to get that piece of paper. It should be with all the rest of the stuff that everybody else has. What are we hiding? So let's turn the lights on and get it out there so that every athlete up there stands an opportunity, an equal opportunity.
Okay, John, you're going to hear it from a judge.
Hold on 1 second. I'm almost finished. This is the problem I have, is that the individual judges take my comments personal.
This is not personal.
I know,
I'm giving you the facts, Sean.
I know, but you sent me emails.
I just want to give you a fact.
Can I finish?
And everybody else the facts, too.
Can I finish? I mean, I got the mic. I'm in the show. It affects my career.
Yeah, but you're going to take like an hour.
That's why we haven't moved forward, because you want to open and shut discussion. I mean, you email me, DeShay. You've called me and we talked on the phone.
Yeah, that's nothing personal.
I know.
That's nothing personal. That's
can I finish my statement and let the other athletes get on with this? I mean, you guys want to hear DeShay talk?
Sean, first of all, would it make a difference in the score if you knew who placed you, whatever? Would it make a difference?
I'm an athlete. I'd like to know.
Okay, but would it make a difference?
After 13 minutes to Olympia. After 13 minutes to Olympia.
Okay, so you're telling me Sean Wright's going to come after me with a gun and
I don't even know you.
I
don't even know you that way, Jay. You've never even judged me. Okay?
I know, because this is the first Olympia that I've judged. So you're saying that everybody, that you've got the same judges at Olympia.
Hold on a second. I did not say that, Jay. Listen to what I'm saying. This is my 13th Olympia. This is your first. You've never judged me.
That's right, but I've been in this sport for 20 years. Okay? I've been a competitor, NPC chairman.
There's people in this room that have been in this sport longer than you.
And I've judged the Arnold twice, so I do have
to. Okay, you're qualified to judge Mr. Olympia. Even though you've never been on the Mr. Olympia stage. Let me speak from experience.
That's right.
Because the grievance I have, DeShay, I'm not speaking for Sean Ray. If I get first or if I get last, I still make mine. I'm speaking for people that are going to be coming up behind me, like the King Kamalis and the Craig Titus's and the Melvin Anthony's that have to deal with this. If we can nip it in the bud right now at a press conference, maybe we'll open some doors for next year's. Now, all I'm trying to say, my point is this. You're saying, what does it matter? To the athletes, take a survey and ask them what it matters. It may not matter to you, but it matters to the athletes for peace of mind, number one.
Okay, Sean.
Number two, when a judge tells you that they had you in second and you wind up in fourth or whatever, at least you're not being told one thing and something else is being written down. This is really one of the few sports.
This is
one of the few sports that still uses pencils. Okay, we're in the computer age.
Can I ask you a question?
There's a lot of progress with Sean. Do you go to the judges and ask them what
I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that, Deshae.
Okay.
I don't.
So why don't you do that? Because that's what we're here for.
Listen,
I'm here to better yourself because you come in the same every year. You don't
That's
change.
Your opinion, and this is
you
your first
change.
Mr. Olympia that you're judging. Whether I change
yeah, but
or not,
I've judged
Deshae.
The Arnold twice. I've judged the Iron Man. I've got 20 years of experience.
Okay. Can I say something real quick?
I don't understand your
Can
point.
Can I say something real quick? It has to be
You're
a problem
saying I don't
somewhere.
Have experience,
okay.
As I do.
It has to be a problem somewhere.
With had me judging.
It has to be a problem somewhere when all the fans are booing. That's all I have to say. These people are spending money for the tickets to come and put on a show. We put on a show, we die, we do what we have to do, okay? There's a problem every time something's announced. Everybody's booing. The people aren't stupid.
I'm not saying. I would be glad to have everybody look at what I scored. I don't have a problem with that.
The only thing
but
is...
Sean Ray doesn't understand that he thinks there's other judges year after year, but
well,
there's not.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the Mr. Olympia, you know. There's never been a Mr. Olympia that has been beat. Why?
Because Ronnie Coleman...
One time, Kevin Smith and Newton.
You know, I mean, that's all. I mean, it's just that we have certain answers that we need answered.
On
you know,
that
we have
day.
Questions that we need answered. That's it, you know.
And
we're not trying to come down on any judge
us.
Or anything. But
nobody comes and questions us. Nobody comes up and says, hey, why did you place me second? I can say,
well,
look.
Because
you know,
at this point,
this,
if the athletes speak up, we're afraid we're going to be punished. Certain people are afraid
no,
they're going to be
that,
punished
that
because of the way
happen.
I'd like to say something about
you
the judging myself.
That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen on a state level or a national level.
Hello.
If anybody
Deshae.
Would bother to come and see
All him. I'm saying is there's a problem somewhere when there's booing going on
yeah.
with the overall decision. It happened last year. It happens all the time.
To the people here in Vegas, the only reason I'm even getting involved in this issue is because Sean didn't mention my name. And yes, there probably is a slight chance that I will go home with no money in my pocket. Okay, but I accept that. It's my first Olympia. I turned pro in 96, and I didn't start competing until 98. Since I've been on the pro stage, I myself have been judged fairly. Until the day it comes where I think I haven't been judged fairly, I remain in a neutral position. I have been judged fairly as an athlete myself. Sean has...
Hey, Craig. Pipe it down, baby. It's Paul Gillette. Listen, man, we've been training partners. You tell me many a time that you feel you've been judged unfairly.
Yeah, until I see the tape, Paul.
I'm here
until
to,
I see the tape.
I'm here
that's
to,
all I'm
here
trying to do is judge everybody
Sean.
Fairly.
All right.
And
well,
I welcome
listen,
everybody
no, but Sean has a lot more vast experience
this
than I do.
Scare
so.
Me.
Well, I'm
really
here to back.
Scare me.
Right now, I'm here
so,
to back. I'm here to back
really
Sean Ray. I'm here
to
back Kevin LeBron. All my competitors on stage. You need to just sit down and let my boys take the floor. This ain't about you. This is about them. This is about us.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm here to say that 1997, Mr. Olympia was held on Friday and Saturday. Paul Gillette, Dorian Yates, National Somebody, was in third place until Saturday night. I was announced fourth place on stage. What, 2 hours later, I heard I was fifth. Now, how do you explain this to me? Well, what kind of judges do we have? They can't count?
Paul,
yes.
hold on a second. You're right. This is about us, and it's not really about Deshae and me. She may think I haven't changed in 12 years, and unfortunately she's going to judge me tomorrow, and I'm going to have to prove her wrong. But I don't attack the judges individually. I haven't mentioned one single name. My whole complaint has been to make it more palatable for all the athletes. If we knew we were being judged by 12 totally different judges every year, of course we couldn't complain about the outcome because we would think it's more fair. As it stands, we're not, and the lack of rotation is what's got us all frustrated. And the booing from the audience, the judges go home, the athletes have to hear it no matter where we go around the world about what's wrong with the judges. If there was nothing wrong with the judging system, not the judges, the system, obviously the people wouldn't be talking about it more and more on the internet, booing, paying $600, feeling like they got ripped off, changing decisions after the contest is over, and then you want accountability. The accountability comes from signing the score sheet with your name next to the score. That kills a whole lot of debate between the athletes. What good does it do to Shay? It gives us peace of mind after training 5 months on a low-carb diet, doing cardio 2 and 4 hours a day, depriving our friendship, breaking off relationships, and doing our job. At the end of the day, if I can see that the judges also did their job, there's a little bit more accountability there.
Now, I haven't asked for one judge's name to be thrown out. I haven't asked for one judge's job to be taken. But certainly, it is 2001, and I'm still being judged by the same people. There are enough people out there, whether the IFBB's got to recruit judges, we need new opinions to get new looks in bodybuilding. We are not going to continue with this trend and expect to attract more and more people. Sure, we got 22 guys qualified for the Mr. Olympia, which is one of the biggest contests. But take a survey and find out how many people are aspiring to become professional bodybuilders under the current system of rewarding these guys. I mean, the guys are just not as enthusiastic about it because they can't be 300 pounds and think that they can make a living when they're only 5'7", 210. I'm one of the fortunate few. And I do hold the flag for a lot of the smaller bodybuilders, but when I have a judge tell me to my face, but the night before she judges me, you haven't changed in 12 years, and she's going to turn around and judge me, how do you think I take that? I did my homework. I don't want to beat a dead horse. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but if anything comes out of this meeting, if anything comes out of this press conference or this meeting, the IFBB and the judges will take a long, hard look at what needs to be fixed. Because right now, the athletes aren't complaining so much about the prize money, even though there's going to be another probably $1 million thrown into the kitty, but it's not going to trickle to us. We're not complaining about that yet until you got 100,000 people paying $25 and it's $25 million. You haven't heard us complain about that yet, but the one thing that we will complain about, and before I'm done with this sport in terms of making a change or at least having some kind of influence for the people coming up behind me, because there's nothing to shade that the judges can do to me that they haven't already done. I'm ready for this contest. At the end of the day, the athletes want some accountability. They want to see a score sheet with an individual judge's name on it, not a total. And they'd like to have a fresh panel of judges, not a 4 or 5 rotation where you throw out the 2 highs and the 2 lows. Or at least involve us. You're saying that we can't be involved in the judging procedure. Well, right now we're at a head. We're hitting each other's heads. We're clashing with Wayne. We're clashing with Jim. We got bodybuilders like Flex Wheeler retiring. We got Kevin Livroni frustrated as hell. They're all starting to catch up with what I have to deal with every year, and I'm still here. Eventually, we'll have a voice of one, where we're all going to be winding up going up against the judges, and we don't want that. We want what's best for bodybuilding. And right now, if we can work together through this kind of dialogue and take some of this frustration and turn it into some kind of new judging procedure or new judging accountability, then we all make progress. To say you won't have me bitching and moaning and complaining about the judging, which is all I ever do, but at least you guys are doing something to change it, and we can see it happen. These guys are paying $600 for a ticket and flying in on another $500 in a hotel. That's $1,000 to see the Mr. Olympia contest, and they go home pissed, and they're booing, and Kevin doesn't want to compete. And we got to answer all the questions. The IFBB can fix it all by starting at the top, and it starts with the judges and the judging process.
Thanks, Sean. One other thing that I would like to leave a note on, I mean, like Sean said, a press conference is about making change. This is the first time that we ever dug this deep into a problem that we had, and we're discussing it out to the public. And I think that this is the first step towards a new change for bodybuilding. The kids coming up behind us, I mean, we have to make a stand for those guys. And I dedicate my career and my places and everything to put everything I have on the line to make a change, wherever's coming up behind me, to make a difference for everyone that's buying a ticket so that they get their money's worth, and for every athlete that's training so that he knows he has a fair chance and an opportunity to win something that he trained and dieted so hard for. And that's why I'm here, and I hope that Kevin Livroni goes down in the sport of the IFBB, because I've won every competition in the world more than once. Spain, Italy, Germany, France, Russia, Hungary, Holland, you name it. The IFBB, I mean, I've been to the Arnold Classic, won that twice, I've won the Night of Champions, I've competed in Olympia 10 times, never won. Fourth time, second place. And I'm not here this weekend to walk out on stage. I'm not going to give up, I'm going to fight. But the things that you hear is, the show is already locked down. You know who's going to get it. I don't train for second place, and I don't think any of these other guys do. And that's why we're standing up for ourselves.
Well, I
We got to do TV interviews.
Wayne, I have something to say.
Go ahead.
We don't live in a perfect society. Nothing's never going to be perfect. From day one, we've been battling over this and battling over that. Nobody ever liked everything somebody else has ever liked. I don't like ice cream. Bob don't like ice cream. Susie does. I don't like apples, and John don't like oranges. I don't like oranges either. It's always going to be a problem. In 1992, I didn't place at all in the Olympia. Didn't get a dime. Didn't get a dollar. I didn't complain. 1994, I didn't complain when I got 15th. 1995, I didn't complain when I got 11th. 1996, I didn't complain when I got 6th. 1997, I didn't complain when I got 9th. The moral to the story is, why complain?
Hey, why they call me doesn't complain?
What is complaining going to do? Everybody wants to win. Everybody wants to be the best. There can always only be one. Mr. Olympia always wins Mr. Olympia because he's the best. If y'all want to do something different, if y'all don't like the sport you're competing in, you got a problem with it, don't compete. I didn't complain. I didn't cry. I didn't get mad.
Talk to fans about the tickets and they're always booing.
I just kept doing what I kept doing, and I got better at what I kept doing, and I beat y'all. That's why I beat y'all. And as far as booing goes, I haven't been to a show yet where there was an announcement and somebody didn't boo. They didn't like the apples. They didn't like the oranges. They like what they like. That's why they boo. So complaining, just keep on complaining. Maybe you'll find out, like the little kid, that complaining ain't gonna really get you nowhere. But where you are now, in second place.
Hey, but at least I didn't get booed last year like you did, brother. And I won't get booed Saturday like you will.
All I got to say is, I'm 3-time Mr. Olympia. How many times have you won?
I tell you this, Coleman. How about all the? How many times have I whipped you in competitions?
More than you beat me, brother. You count them up.
And you
know what? You count them up and you tell me about it.
Hey, Kevin.
Maybe about nine, eight, nine times.
When was the last time you beat me?
Hey, Kevin.
What have you done to me lately?
Hey, Kevin.
What have you done to me lately?
Hey, Kevin.
I'm not living in the past. I'm trying to get better. And my physique on stage on Saturday night will be better than it's ever been.
I'm not competing tonight. Ronnie is saying what Ronnie is saying. This is 2001, baby. Ronnie, this is 2001. Well, you're saying you want to go back in time to 1997. Hey, Ronnie, beat me, Mr. Olympia. Can I get a question in real quick? I'm just a fan. Hey, Ronnie, paying my ticket. Can I get a question in real quick? Ronnie, the order here, I'm talking to you. Or an apple, whatever you want to call me, apple orange. This is exactly what's wrong with bodybuilding. This ain't about you. This judging shit is not about you, bro. You are Mr. Olympia. You don't have to defend the fact that you won the contest. You're not complaining with $110,000 in your pocket.
I am.
There's going to be 11.
No, I don't complain.
There's going to be 11 guys.
Ronnie, there's going to be
11 guys that are going to walk away with nothing. It's 2001.
Sean, I just got done telling you. I walked away with nothing.
These guys are professional athletes. They don't make the kind of money that you make. And for years, you didn't make any money either. Luckily, now you're in a position that you are. We're trying to make it possible.
Well, I went out,
everybody
I did what I had
money.
To do to get where I am. I mean, this wasn't given to me.
Ronnie,
I worked my butt off to get where
everybody
I am.
Everybody
that's
here.
I worked
here,
extremely hard each and every single day.
Ronnie, you started your conversation off by saying everybody that's here is a competitor. So that means everybody worked their ass off, right?
Yeah,
our point here today, Ronnie, is not to fight with you and have you fight with Kevin over first and second. It's not even about the Mr. Olympia, who's better than who. We're all up here. We all earn the right to be here. And I know you know what losing's like.
I know you complain about losing.
I know you didn't complain. Do you guys have time for a fans question real quick?
I know you didn't complain, but we're not here to fight amongst each other, Ronnie. We're just trying to point out some things that are wrong with it, because you're going to be gone soon. I'll be gone soon. Kevin will be gone soon. Hopefully it'll be better
back
for them.
To me that just because I'm Mr. Olympia and I won 3 times in a row, there's something wrong with the judges.
You're taking it personal.
There can't be something wrong with y'all's body.
You're taking it personal and you're taking it wrong. Mr. D'Amia, I think this might help everybody. First of all, kudos to all of you athletes. I think we're all inspired by the condition that you guys bring every year. So whether you're bigger or smaller, it doesn't really matter. I mean, y'all look great. But I was just wondering, since the bar's been raised on national amateur level competition to super heavyweight, I was just wondering, I know 200's kind of a low end for a cutoff for a heavyweight, or for Mr. Olympia, but what about a 225 cutoff or something like that, and start spurring some of the young or smaller guys into the mix? You guys all look great, you're all big, but I'd like to see, you know, and this kind of goes along with what Sean's saying, and, you know, there's only a couple guys up there that are under that 225 range, but has the IFBB considered anything along those lines, or, you know, to spur the future of the sport?
It used to be weight classes for 2 years back in the mid-70s. Now, let's say we put in weight division, okay, in the Mr. Olympia, which is what most people come to
Wayne,
see.
Wayne.
Okay?
Wayne, can I answer that?
Yeah. Actually, I am one of the guys that this is my first time here. I'm glad to be here. I'm actually one of those guys that is 230. I don't want to compete with a guy that's 230. I want to go head up with Ronnie. I don't want to be in those sections. Mr. Olympia is about being the best. Being in sections, you can't be the best. You can be the best for that class. That's it. I'm not here for that. Next thing you know, it's going to be height classes, 5'3 and under.
Wayne?
That's not what it's about.
Wayne, if I can just jump in. I'm not representing athletes, and I want to actually use this opportunity to agree with Sean, Kevin, and other guys about this complaint about judges. This is a press conference. Why do we have just athletes? Why don't we have judges here? Why we can't ask judges the same question? This is something that I was insisting since 1997. You said it's a matter of opinion. There are many visual sports. Even boxing could be a visual sport, right? We have a Holyfield and Lewis. It was a draw, and judge was fashioned on the HBO for a while. You have to have a judges that stand behind their opinion. Those judging score sheets, like Sean said, only in 1997 we have every individual judge presenting how he judged each round. Since then, it was never again. If judge can be actually qualified to judge, he should stand behind his opinion, and it should be published. All the press here can ask them a question. Right now, if he's asking Kevin, do you think you deserve to beat Ronnie last year? His opinion is yes. Ronnie, nobody complained about you winning, you know, trust me. But as a competitor, all those guys here trained 12 months, dieted so hard to have a shot at you. And they believe that same judges seeing always the same physique. You say orange is orange and apple is apple and apple pie can be whatever. But really, who knows what judging criteria is? This is why I would like audience to question judges. What are we really looking for? If you say different divisions, Sean is 210 and 5'7 in incredible condition, standing next to Ronnie Coleman, who is 260, 270. How can you compare? Well, a qualified judge should be able to make that difference. Now, are those 53 judges really qualified? And who qualified them? You said that they were always tested in amateur shows. Who sees those score sheets? I would like to question every single judge. What are you looking for? Germania 97 is the best contest, best physique of the day wins. But really, what is the best physique? Conditioning, muscle mass, symmetry, proportion, what is it? We have now Sean, who is for the 13 times top five. You know, many people complain, how can he be there next to monsters like Ronnie? But he's holding on his own. Why? With the perfect conditioning and symmetry. Now, we have other guys that are being prepared for the show. They don't know which direction to go. Should they match Ronnie Coleman, get as big as they can? Or should they go with the, streamlined symmetry proportion look of Sean Ray? So those kind of questions, I think, we are all wondering, but we never get an answer. I did have a chance to talk to Kevin. Kevin was very much frustrated, and I see his frustration. Yeah, Ronnie, Kevin was beating you for a while, and now you're at the top. But he would like to have that same chance to beat you in front of the judges. They are qualified. Sean says the same thing. Let's see who those judges are, and let's question them. So this is all point that maybe at the next press conference, you will have athletes, and you will also have judges. So audience can ask them, what are we looking for tomorrow or Saturday? The fitness goals, they also still don't know what they're looking for. If it's just routine, physique, strength, flexibility, what is it? So somebody could really give us answer once and for all, so we would all know how to prepare.
Milos, I just want to know what you're feeding Dennis James. Because Jesus, from the Arnold Classic to the Olympia, I don't know what you did to him, but he sure has changed, brother.
I took oranges from Ronnie and gave it to him.
All right, we got to end this press conference. Let me just say a couple of things. One, 100,000 people don't watch that webcast. Last year we did it for free. Less than 7,000 people came in worldwide. Actual numbers, Sean, you can check with the Weider Company. Okay, and that was for free. This year, depending on what kind of modem you have, is how much you pay. We'll see how many people log on there. So it's not $1 million or $25 million. Your math is a little off, Sean. It's $2.5 million would be the math correct. But anyway, we're not making $1 million. Okay? Secondly, Sean's mouth has never hurt him in a contest. Judges don't care. Sean can say what he wants. He knows I always tell him that. No problem. Third, what I will do, and this is the third time in all the years I've been involved I've done this, and the other two times, again, we had problems with athletes confronting judges aggressively. I will instruct Carlo Tiani, who's doing this on computer, to set up the program, give down a breakdown sheet to everybody. Okay? Everybody for every show. For the three shows this weekend. So not only they see it, you see it. Doesn't bother me. The judges are supposed to stand behind their score. Okay?
Yeah, well, this is the last thing. Sean, all that stuff you talk about, man, this is what it's all about. This industry here is a billion-dollar industry, and it's a big industry. Until all these athletes can come together and understand that it's ran like pimps and hoes, and you're going to either be one or the other. And if y'all can't come together and start making some demands, it'll never change. You're either gonna be a pimp or you're gonna be a hoe.
Well,
and that's what it's all about.
I'm a pro. Hey, Wayne,
that's what it is. Pimps and hoes.
Wayne, let me say one thing before we close this press conference, though.
I ain't no hoe.
Yeah, I don't know. I just want to say before we close this press conference down that I'm really happy to be here. I was here September 29th in Vegas, guest pose at the Vegas Classic. My wife and I just moved here, we bought a home. We're really looking forward to performing for you guys.
I can't wait.
Okay. I'd like to thank everyone for coming, and I will take the other thing I wanted to say is, and this has been a fun press conference. I enjoyed it. And I will bring the judges here next year because it'll make more fun. So I will have the judges at the press conference next year. Thank you for coming. We'll see you meet the Olympians tonight. Take care.
Well, there you have the apples and oranges in the world of bodybuilding. That was without a doubt the most exciting and the craziest pre-Olympia press conference I've ever watched, Peter.
Yeah, this is a case of the WWF come to the IFBB. I mean, in the intro we said that we should look out for Kamali and Titus interplay, and we had that, you know, with Kamali saying he'd beat Titus again and again and again, and Titus accusing Kamali of starting all the bad blood and then trying to take the high ground. And then, of course, we had the Sean Ray show, which we predicted would happen. But it does seem that some good has come out of it. We're going to see the breakdown of the judges' sheets, and next year the judges are going to be at the press conference. So it was an exciting, dramatic press conference, but it also had a good outcome for the sport, I feel.
And now we have a new rivalry between Ronnie Coleman and Kevin Levroni. I mean, they just raised the stakes for each other and for their fans on Saturday night.
Yeah, Ronnie was quoting apples and oranges with such propensity. One wonders if he's ready to open a greengrocer's store. He lost me a little bit along the way with that, but certainly Kevin was second last year, thought he should have won, and that rivalry is white hot now.
There you have the words and the voice of Peter McGough, editor-in-chief of Flex Magazine. I'm Joe Amato. You've been listening to a live presentation on flexonline.com of the Olympia press conference, in which all the competitors were here and were available for questions to the fans and to the media. The press conference is now breaking up, and we invite you to check back in with Flex Online over the weekend for more updates and, of course, the full broadcast, the webcast of the Mr. Olympia contest on Saturday night, as you'll see on your webpage right here. I'm Joe Amato, live from the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. We thank you for being with us wherever you are around the world, and we'll be talking to you again on Saturday night. Have a good day.